This is Unit 46.
Nebulous. N-E-B-U-L-O-U-S. Vague or confused. Hazy.
My knowledge of American history is rather nebulous, since I haven't studied it recently.
Judith had trouble understanding the organization's nebulous doctrines.
Nebulous. N-E-B-U-L-O-U-S. Vague or confused. Hazy.
Odious. O-D-I-O-U-S. Hateful, offensive, repulsive.
That crooked politician has an odious reputation.
My uncle pretended to be pious, but he was in fact an odious backstabber.
Odious. O-D-I-O-U-S. Hateful, offensive, repulsive.
Repast. R-E-P-A-S-T. A meal, especially a meal for a specific occasion.
Our hostess provided a marvelous repast for Christmas dinner.
We enjoyed a light repast after the morning swim.
Repast. R-E-P-A-S-T. A meal, especially a meal for a specific occasion.
Roisterer. R-O-I-S-T-E-R-E-R. One who acts in a noisy, blustery manner.
The young roisterer swaggered into the bar, ready for a fight.
My cousin Jim is an intractable roisterer. He's always looking to stir things up.
Roisterer. R-O-I-S-T-E-R-E-R. One who acts in a noisy, blustery manner.
Ascribe. A-S-C-R-I-B-E. To assign or attribute as to a cause.
Never ascribe to malice what can be accounted for by incompetence.
He ascribed his success to hard work and a high vocabulary.
Ascribe. A-S-C-R-I-B-E. To assign or attribute as to a cause.
Now, let's review the five words you have just learned.
Nebulous. Vague or confused. Hazy. Nebulous.
Odious. Hateful. Offensive. Repulsive. Odious.
Repast. A meal, especially a meal for a specific occasion. Repast.
Roisterer. One who acts in a noisy, blustery manner. Roisterer.
Ascribe. To assign or attribute as to a cause. Ascribe.
If you haven't mastered some of the words yet, that's fine.
Go back and listen to this unit as often as needed.
Remember, you can master these words. Environment is a much used word today. The physical environment, the family environment, the working environment. This is one of those words fast on its way to meaning nothing, because everyone uses it to mean everything. To distinguish yourself as a master of word use amid all this imprecision, try using more specific words to take over the various meanings of overworked words like environment.
Earlier, you learned the word milieu, which we define simply as surroundings or environment. But milieu is actually more precise than that. It means the atmosphere prevalent in one's social, cultural, or professional circles, and normally does not refer to physical surroundings.
So it makes perfect sense to use phrases like academic milieu, or artistic milieu, or corporate milieu. While you would not say a polluted milieu when referring to the air over Los Angeles. You know, Christina, I love to work in a high vocabulary environment.
You mean a high vocabulary milieu, don't you?
You're being impudent, but I must admit you're right. Let's continue with our intellectual repast of great words.